She is Martha LaMasters. Good morning. This is Rhett Palmer, the mayor of the airwaves. Who loves you, baby? I tell you what. She's a beautiful gal, and you'll see her pretty picture of her in her IBM outfit at Apollo during, where is the shot taken?
That was taken at the VAB, and I have an
And the VAB means what?
Vehicle Assembly Building.
Uh-huh.
That's where the vehicle is mated, put together. Before it goes to the pad.
How exciting to be a part of, by the way, the title of the book is The Step. She's Martha LaMasters, The Step. One woman's journey to finding her own happiness and success during the Apollo space program. She'll be at the Vero Beach Book Center this Wednesday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You get signed copies of this book. And it's very exciting that you were one among 200 men. You were the woman, one woman. But she said she could hold her own and took care of herself. And,
yes, that's right.
My mother, when they used to talk about having equality, I know my mom used to say, equality? I want to keep my superiority.
I like that.
Yeah, you too. You would have liked her. Okay, so let's talk about the greatest engineering team that was ever put together to get us on the moon and follow the vision that John F. Kennedy had set forth for the United States of America. You're part of that history.
Well, I wrote about the engineers, the analysts, the programmers that made it happen.
Even the typists.
That's right. They were all important because after the Apollo 1 disaster where we lost three astronauts, NASA came up with a manned flight awareness program that emphasized the importance of everybody's job. Even a typist, a typo, could result in someone's death. So it was an intense time.
Mm-hmm. Was that explained to everybody, too? Let's say I was a typist. I would be told that you know how important this job
absolutely.
Is, Mr. Palmer.
Everybody.
One error, a typo could bring down
everybody.
They were all aware of that.
That's right.
Whew, that's intense. Did that somehow thwart, though, creativity? Did it paralyze anybody because of that pressure?
No. We had such a great teamwork and respect for each other. I never remember having bad words with anybody or hearing anybody that did. I can remember one of my office mates smoked, and everybody smoked in those days. Mm-hmm. And I just remember the closest thing I got to disliking anyone was when they transferred her out and I wasn't going to be subjected to her smoking all day. I sang hallelujah, hallelujah. And that's about the closest I ever got to any kind of scuffle like that. But we had such respect for each other. When I did my articles, the engineers stayed with me until I understood it and got it right.
Now, the articles you would write would be about what? For these public relation releases or?
Yes. Before every launch, we'd probably talk about maybe our test conductor for Apollo 11, what he does. Or we'd talk about the system. IBM had the instrument unit, which was the brains of Apollo, that set it on its trajectory to the moon and was later jettisoned into the ocean. So these people worked on that round black circle that you'd see on a Saturn V. That was the IU.
Simply amazing. So what did you learn about human motivation and human character, because it's quite a program to be a part of this history. This is the program that inspired others to have a dream.
Yeah. Well,
that
you know,
the unconquerable was conquerable.
Yeah. And you know, this, we were in the rush, a race with the Russians. This was a national goal.
Pride, patriotism.
Yes. All of America united. They were all for us. When that Apollo 11 went up, everybody was watching. And it saddens me that some people don't think it happens, that it was done in a studio.
Some
I know that the Russians and the Chinese followed us. They tracked us. And if we hadn't done it, they would have been the first to call foul.
Now, the Apollo team faced challenges and temptations like anyone else in the 60s, divorce, affairs, deaths, three shifts of work schedules. I know I used to work a 12-hour grueling graveyard shift. That's tough. What shift were you on?
I was only on the 7:30 to 4 o'clock shift.
And did you live right there in Titusville?
No, or? I lived in Melbourne in the Atlantic. So I had an hour's drive out to the Cape every day all those years.
Wouldn't have it made sense maybe to purchase something a little closer?
No, my children were in school.
Oh, yeah, and your husband worked there.
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't want to disrupt him.
What about the tragedies when, you know, we lost astronauts? That's got to be.
Yes, Apollo 1, that was the most depressing time at the Cape.
What happened then, to refresh our memory?
Well, there was a fire in the cockpit during testing. And
on the ground, right.
On the ground, yeah. And because of that, there were steps taken that changed everything and made it safer. And it turned around the Apollo, and I think good came from it.
How about the flight where we lost, the school teacher? That was a day.
Oh, that was shuttle. That was on the shuttle.
That was after. Okay,
yeah,
that
I
was
never
after.
Worked on the
right,
shuttle.
Right, that's right. I forgot about that. Okay. So any other stories that you could that are maybe something from The Step, her new book, by the way, Martha LeMasters, The Step, One Woman's Journey to Finding Her Own Success, Happiness During the Apollo Space Program?
Well, I can tell you those coveralls that you see there, women were deemed a safety hazard.
Yeah.
So one day I was interviewing our Apollo 11 test conductor in the control center, and you had to have a NASA photographer in those days.
Uh-huh.
And after we got through taking the pictures, he said, you know, the Apollo 14 astronauts are going to be up at the IU level, which was a 362-foot level, talking to your IBMers. And I said, I've got to get up there and get that photo. He said, you can't go up there. You've got your mini dress on.
You did?
And you don't have time to get the coveralls on. I said, you know, if I was a man, I could just go right up there. I'm going to get that picture.
Good.
So I went up there, got Alan Shepard shaking the hands with our test conductor and thanking the other IBMers. It was wonderful. So I was just grinning from ear to ear. And then the NASA safety guy comes over and says, I'd like your badge. Relinquish your badge. And the IBM test conductor said something, and he says, and who are you? I'll take your badge, too. So I not only got my badge taken away.
Now, what do you mean your badge taken? For how long?
Until I did my punishment. And my punishment was to go to pad evacuation training, which meant I had to go to this three-day course that safety put on. You learn to recognize the different gases that are used on the pad, mm-hmm. and then it culminates with you going down this chute, which it's like a big slide, and it goes all around in a circle around the pad,
yeah.
and comes out in a rubber room with red lights, and you have to stay there. And that room was equipped for enough supplies for a week, and there was also a crawl space that you could get out of that took you about 500 feet away from the pad if there was a fire. So that was an adventure.
How long did you have to stay in that room?
Until the sound, there was a big whistle that blows. But, you know, there were some interesting activities.
And this is all because you wore that mini dress.
That's right.
Wow.
Yes.
What do you think about situations like today? It was just on the news about that the volleyball team. And the volleyball team, the females have brought in, they're Olympians. They won. They brought in $20 million. They're paid $4 million,
right.
while the men are paid $18 million or whatever. Totally unfair.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Women should get equal pay for
equal
work.
Oh, I'm a feminist. I'm a feminist through and
through. Well, that's not feminist. That's just righteous.
Yes. I agree with their point of view, and I hope they get it.
What do you hope to accomplish, Martha LeMasters, with your book, The Step, One Woman's Journey to Finding Her Own Happiness and Success During the Apollo Space Program?
Well, I'll tell you. Recently, I took my cousin out to Kennedy Space Center, to the Visitor Center, and we drove around in a bus for 2 hours, and we stared at buildings. Now, these are the buildings that I had been able to go into, and I was even on the roof of a lot of those buildings. Well, at the end, they have a Apollo building. And I thought, oh, good, this is going to be great. So they had a big vehicle lying on its side, a Saturn V, and it was divided into stages.
Hmm.
And as I looked at those stages, there was not one sign of who the contractors were.
Oh.
Nothing for North American, nothing for McDonnell Douglas, nothing for Boeing, nothing for IBM. Most people don't even know.
I didn't until I met you today.
That IBM was part of this magnificent team. If you go to the IBM website, there's one sentence that says, IBM participated in the Apollo program and the space shuttle. That's not enough, folks. These people were an outstanding team. They need to be recognized. And there's not one sign out there that says anything about IBM.
And so you give them acclaim in this book of yours.
You bet I do.
Good for you. Well, I hope you continue at it, and I hope we can continue to help you. Will this book be available, do you think, in the bookstore up there?
It's available on Amazon.com and all the bookstores, and it's at Vero Beach Book Center.
And you'll be there at Vero Beach Book Center Wednesday at 4 o'clock signing copies of your book. The names of the astronauts will be forever inscribed in our history books, but the names of the entire Apollo launch support team at the Kennedy Space Center and thousands who supported Apollo elsewhere will only be known to a few. The technical team, the engineers, analysts, programmers, yes, even the secretaries and typists. She gives them the glory they're due in her new book, Martha LeMaster's The Step, One Woman's Journey to Finding Her Own Happiness and Success During the Apollo Space Program, available on Amazon.com and everywhere. Thank you for being on our broadcast, Martha.
Thank you, Rhett.
Look forward to seeing you more in the future. This is the mayor of the airwaves. Who loves you, baby?